May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I read earlier this week that a vital and healthy church can serve as the front porch of the kingdom of God. Think about that for a minute. This church, Holy Trinity, can be a welcoming, sheltered spot for those who seek righteousness, truth, peace, and the love of God. Our reading from Hebrews today points to three essential activities for being the kind of church that serves as a front porch to the kingdom of God. The first essential activity is worship, which is the basis for everything that we do in church, as church. Through Jesus, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Our worship, like that of the church for whom the book of Hebrews was written, is neither solely nor even primarily for our benefit. It is to please God that we offer our worship. Nor is it just an obligatory hour of commitment one day a week. A sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving can only be given willingly and joyfully. It should be a delight for God and for us. And I don't know about y'all, but that's exactly what I experience here every week. Not always, and not always perfectly, but enough and fully enough to know that it has changed me. I just have to be honest, right? Because to the extent that worship is for us, that's what it does. It changes us. Here's how that works. You've heard it said that you are what you eat. But I tell you also that it is true that you come to resemble what you worship. People who worship raw power become strong and hard-shelled, and they lack empathy and compassion. People who worship money, comfort, and convenience become soft and user-friendly. They lack conviction and inner strength. People who worship youth and physical beauty become juvenile and shallow, all surface. They lack maturity and depth. Now, it's not that these things are necessarily bad. They are just not meant for us to worship them. Now, Christians who are serious about worshiping God, especially as we know God in Jesus Christ, start to resemble him as we see him in the Gospels, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what does that look like when we begin to resemble Jesus? Well, above all else, Jesus loves. Jesus loves tenderly, fiercely, generously, abundantly, and courageously. And when we truly worship him, we begin to love like that too. When our worship is given to God in love, with love, for love, then we're on our way to the kind of vitality that supports kingdom-level hospitality. And hospitality is our second kingdom essential for a vital and healthy church. Let mutual love continue, the love that's brought to our worship and grows in our worship and overflows from our worship, sends us out those doors to love and serve the Lord Christ, who shines in our hearts and whom we seek in all of our neighbors. Each week when we go forth from our hour of worship, we have the opportunity to connect with some fellow pilgrim or pilgrims. Fellowship means all the people who share in this pilgrimage of discovery, what has been called the high adventure of Jesus Christ's call to discipleship. Fellowship, in other words, is the group of adventurers who hear Jesus Christ say, "Follow me," and set out into the unknown territory of faith and service and growth. And in some ways, fellowship is recognizing that things aren't the way that they're supposed to be, recognizing that I can't do anything about that on my own without Jesus, and certainly not without my brothers and sisters in Christ. Fellowship is taking the mutual love that is fed in our worship and spending that love in ministry. So ministry, of course, is the third essential for a vital and healthy church. Ministry is everything that we do for the sake of God's love. Ministry is showing up early on a Sunday morning to put out the bread and the wine and to light the candles and make sure that everything is just right, because that's your way of showing your love for God who created you. And you can extend that image to our choirs, the ushers, the readers and chalice bearers, the people who show up and sit in the pews and worship God on any given Sunday, because we all serve when we come together in worship, and we do it for the sake of love. Ministry is preparing and serving breakfast for 75 people on a Sunday morning, or making sure that the coffee and the nibbles are ready for coffee hour, because that's your way of showing your love for your brothers and sisters in Christ. And you can extend that image to all those people who take meals to friends in time of need, or who visit in homes and hospitals, or who make sure that the children of our parish know that they are valued and loved by everyone here. And all of this for the sake of the love that we have for our parish family. Ministry is seeing to the needs of the lost and forgotten ones, hearing the cries of help from our neighbors, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, reaching out to comfort and sustain. We reach out our hands in love to our homeless neighbors, to those who need access to health care, and to our brothers and sisters in Haiti. And we do this to bring the front porch of the kingdom of God to those who are far off and to those who are near, and all for the sake of love. Worship, fellowship, and ministry, all in the name of Christ, these are the hallmarks of a healthy and vital congregation. Do you see those things at work around you here at Holy Trinity? I do. Because we are a parish that lives into a mission of loving with the heart of Christ and thinking with the mind of Christ and acting in the world as the body of Christ. And don't those line up with those hallmarks of a vital congregation? Worship, fellowship, and ministry? When we're true to our vision, and that's most of the time, We are healthier and more vital as a parish. And we become the kind of parish whose presence on this holy hill really and truly does serve as a front porch to the kingdom of God. For the community, for that university over there, for the world. So we finished up today with the book of Hebrews, for the time being at any way. The lectionary will move on to Paul's pastoral letters to Philemon and to Timothy. But at the end of Hebrews, which we will not read in our services, is a benediction that I'd like to share. It's the basis of the Easter blessing that we read every Sunday during the season of Easter. And I think it's thoroughly appropriate for a front porch church, if you'll let me use that expression. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I pray that this blessing may be true for you and for all of us, so that we might truly be that front porch to the kingdom of God on this holy hill, today, tomorrow, and always.